This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri in for Jane Lindholm. Over the last couple of months, we've been in search of the most interesting Vermonters. We've met a 106-year-old from Townsend and a man in Charlotte who raises and gives away 10,000 roses every year. Today, we meet the affable Sonny Brown, dubbed as the unofficial mayor of East Dover. He started by telling me about growing up in that area.
I thought it was a good life. We'd go out on nights and everybody, not every night, but when we had a night, everybody'd come and we'd play cards or have a lot of fun and something to eat. And some of them brought their horses and some of them with buggies. And some of them would have an old car back then would come, but most of them would come with horses. And then when I got older, we had square dances, and that was the highlight of my life.
Are you a caller or a dancer?
Dancer. And I could keep up with the best of them. Yep. I went to two a week most of the time when I got, so I had to get my license.
Was there ever a time that you thought you might leave Vermont?
Never. No, never. And not today either. I haven't got much money, but I got a lot of friends, and that's, if anything happens, they'll take care of me. And that's worth a lot of money.
Now, I also understand that horses are a big love of your life.
Yep, they were. They were great, great friends and a great, great part of my life. Never had a horse kick me or bite me, or I got all my fingers and worked with them every day, 7 days a week. We hayed in the summertime and with the mowing machine and drawed it in loose, like right up there. And then I worked in the woods every day, Saturdays and Sundays, and every day that I could after.
Used them for lumber? Did you use them in the maple syrup as well?
Maple syrup, yep. That was good. I had them so they'd come. I didn't have to drive them. They'd come to me when I called them and dumped the sap and everything. And I used to take them to a fair and pull them once in a while around close by. And that was fun to meet a lot of nice people that way, too. I got my share of blue ribbons back then. I couldn't now this day's age, but I did then. I generally had four horses, big ones, weighted near a ton. Percherons, I'd like the Percherons best of any. I did have some Belgians at last, too, but they were good, too, but I like the Percherons. They were a little more quieter, I thought, and paid a little more attention to me.
86 years old, what's the day in the life of Sonny today?
Oh, I get up at 4:30 every morning and have my breakfast and go take care of the animals. And 6:30 or 6:45, I try to go to the wood to wherever I'm going to go and stay till 4:30 sometimes later. And then, of course, I got to get 4,000 bales of hay ready for them for the winter time, in between times. In the spring, make a little syrup, 200, 250 gallons. I have made 300, but that's a lot of hard work to cut the wood and fill the sugar house back up in spring after it's over.
What kind of animals do you have now here at the farm?
Just a mixed breed of beef. Well, I got 8 and 4 is going to have babies next month. But I have had 20, 25, but I got only 8 now. That's enough for an old man.
So you were born in the 30s in Vermont. It's 2018. You're still living in Vermont. Has it changed much?
Yes, it's changed. It's a lot. Everything is easier now, but everybody was back then had the same thing, but it wasn't too bad then. It was hard, but it had to be hard to survive, and I didn't mind it. But after seeing today with all the things we got, the tractors and the foresters and the woods and everything, you do everything with your hands, and now you don't have to work. I do, but most of them don't.
In 86 years, what would you say is your greatest accomplishment?
I hope it's my friends, good friends. That's what I hope. That's been what's been my life, is to have good friends. And I got quite a few, and I found that friends are pretty nice to have.
Are there any still around that you grew up with here in Dover?
Yep, there are two. Yep, they sure are. I went to school with one of them. The other one's just a little older than I am, but I went to school with his wife. Yep, they're pretty good shape. I don't know if they're quite as good as I am, but pretty good.
Now, you had a bit of a long and illustrious political career, so I want you to tell me about... Well, you did hold some positions, so tell me what you are.
Well, I was selectman for 4 years, and then I was justice of the peace for 8 years, and I was dog catcher for 16 years. I think that's about it.
We are fascinated by anybody who's ever held the position of dog catcher. So tell me what that entailed. How many dogs you caught?
I don't even know. I wouldn't dare to even know. Hundreds. I never had to put only one down. I always found a home or but I had to put one down. That's the only time. So I was glad of that. And some of them are mean, but I always take a hot dog or something, and I always got along pretty good. I never got bit. Oh, I did once. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got bit once. Yep, but I got along good. I always got along good with animals.
So what do you do in the winters?
I plow snow and a lot of it. I used to plow 100 driveways, and this year I done 77. I had a little help this year because there was so much snow, but generally I done it alone.
Do you have to get up about 4 in the morning to go out and plow 77 driveways? Where do you come up with the energy for it?
I have a little jug of syrup in each one of the trucks, and I take a sip every time in the night when I get tired and the thing. I take a sip of syrup and keep right on going.
No coffee, no caffeine.
Coffee, no tea. No. Ginger ale. A lot of ginger ale. I drink a lot of too much. Always did. Almost a 6-pack a day. But a lot of syrup. A lot of syrup.
Made right here.
Yep, made right here. Yep. Made it for years and years and years.
Show me around a little.
So this is the barn. I built that. We built it. Oh, I think it was 83.
What do you got in here?
Tractors and power saws. They all run, every one of them. I don't like to have anything around it. I can't grab and go cut a tree or do something, pull somebody out.
You've got a lovely personality, you know that.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. It's not that you put on any airs or try to impress people. You're just a likable person. You must know this.
But I know that, you know, a lot of people come, everybody gives me hugs. Everybody.
That doesn't surprise me.
And that's half a life, too.
Yeah. Who we got here?
Well, he's going to be related to me. He's going with my granddaughter, Josh. He's a turkey hunter and a deer hunter. He's a pretty good kid.
How many children and grandchildren?
2 grandchildren, and I had 5. I lost 2 boys. One with leukemia when he was 2 years old. The other one had an aneurysm on his brain at 18, but come on now. Come on. If they can hear me, I don't care how far away they'll come. There's 2 of them that'll come. They know they can tell my footsteps.
Okay.
Yeah, every morning they can tell. That cow there's 18. She's just about end of her life. She's had 3 sets of twins. I don't think she's going to have any this year. I hope not anyway.
What's her name?
Oh, the kids got them all named. I don't know what they are. That one's Moose. I know one's Moose and one's Emily and one's Eva, and I don't know. My father told me never to name an animal, so I never did. These are Angus, these 2, and the other was a Hereford. They got a little beefalo blood in them, but very, very faint. Because they're my friends. They know me just as well as people do. You want to get down to Sugar House?
Yeah. That's a nice size sugar house you got.
Well, there's another power saw. I just used that one for you. So this is where it's all made.
It's a nice size operation. How many taps do you put in?
Oh, 1,700, 18. Didn't get all the buckets out this year. The snow was too deep, but I like to have them all out. Pretty hard to beat syrup out of a bucket. If I had the horses here, this place would be alive. Because the horses would come up and stand out here with the sap, you know, and they'd all pat them and be with them.
No more horses at all?
No more horses, no.
When did you last have horses?
6-7 years ago. Yep. Them was good days. They'd come up through here with a tub and the people would stop, fill this all up, but then you'd sell a lot of syrup, more syrup that way, too. They loved it.
When are you going to slow down?
God, I hope never. If I can keep going like this, I better keep going, hadn't I?
How'd you pick this spot to live and put your farm here?
Well, we was just getting married, in this place, nobody lived here, so my wife wrote and asked them if they'd sell it, and they sold it, wanted to sell it for $7,000, 50 acres. So we went to the bank and borrowed the money, and my mortgage was $28 a month. And that was all woods down there, so I took the horses and got the logs out and paid it pretty quick. So we didn't have the mortgage very long.
You got more company.
Yeah.
It's like this every day here.
Oh, yes. Every day. Yeah. I love it. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps me on top of things otherwise. Yep. I love everybody that comes. Sure do.
Who's this guy?
Oh, he's just an old neighbor.
They all check in on you?
Yeah. Check in, check out.
That's Sonny Brown of East Dover sharing some stories from his life. And I'm still looking for more interesting Vermonters to speak with. If you know of a fellow Vermonter who has had a fascinating life, you can let us know by emailing vermontedition@vpr.net.